Picture this. You are a controller working Nicosia approach over Cyprus in the Eastern Mediterranean routine afternoon. Your scope looks normal, then it does not. Dozens of aircraft materialize on your display. They appear from nowhere, flying straight lines at speeds no airliner achieves, executing turns that violate physics. Some carry valid call signs, real flight numbers belonging to aircraft you know are parked at the gate in Tel Aviv or taxiing at Beirut. None of those contacts are real airplanes. I'm Vector Unclear Direct Radio Hangar. What you just heard is not a scenario from a thriller. It is a documented phenomenon. It is happening in real airspace right now, in multiple regions around the world, and it exposes a fundamental crack in the surveillance foundation that modern aviation has staked its future on. Let us break this down. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. Automatic dependent surveillance broadcast, which the industry calls ADS-B, became mandatory for most United States airspace on January 1, 2020. The concept works like this. Your aircraft determines its own position using the global positioning system. It takes that position, combines it with your transponder altitude, ground speed, track, and aircraft identification, and broadcasts all of it once per second on 1092 MHz. Anything within radio range that has a receiver can hear it. Ground stations log every broadcast. Air traffic control systems assemble those broadcasts into a traffic picture that is more precise and more scalable than conventional radar ever was. The key word in the name is dependent. Automatic dependent surveillance. Dependent means the accuracy of everything downstream depends entirely on what you feed into the system. And what you feed into ADS-B is your GPS position. GPS was built by the United States military beginning in the 1970s. The civilian signal is intentionally open and unencrypted, available to any receiver anywhere on Earth. The satellites transmit at roughly 50 watts. By the time that signal travels 20,000 kilometers through space to your antenna, it arrives with the effective strength of a refrigerator light bulb viewed from 2,000 miles away. It is extraordinarily weak. That weakness is the vulnerability. A jammer works by flooding the GPS frequencies with noise. Your receiver loses the signal entirely. That is bad. But at least the failure is obvious. Your avionics flag the loss. You know to revert to backup navigation. Spoofing is fundamentally different, and it is more dangerous in ways that are not immediately apparent. A GPS spoofer transmits counterfeit signals on the same frequency as the real satellites. The counterfeit signals carry false position data, but to your receiver, they are indistinguishable from the genuine article. Your receiver does the math. The math checks out. It gives you a confident position fix. The only problem is that the position is not where you are. Now consider the cascade that follows. Your GPS receiver passes that false position to your ADS-B transponder. Your transponder has no mechanism to evaluate whether the position it just received came from a satellite 20,000 kilometers overhead or from a transmitter a few kilometers away. It trusts the data. It broadcasts it. Every aircraft in range with ADS-B in sees your position as wherever the spoofer placed you. Every ground station records it. It appears on controllers' displays as a validated, confident track. This is not a flaw in your avionics. It is a gap written into the architecture from the beginning. ADS-B was standardized through the 1990s and finalized in the early 2000s. Adding cryptographic authentication to ADS-B messages at that time would have required more computing power, more complexity, and significantly higher unit cost for every transponder built. The engineers who made those trade-offs were solving the problems of the 1990s. They could not have anticipated that GPS spoofing would become a routine tactic of military electronic warfare within a generation. What the data tells us about where this is happening is worth knowing in some detail. The Eastern Mediterranean has been a GPS anomaly zone since at least 2019. Pilots operating into Beirut, Tel Aviv, and Larnaca report navigation anomalies frequently enough that they appear in NOTAMs as routine advisories. Position errors can be substantial. Aircraft have reported their GPS placing them over land when they are actually over open water. Flight management systems have presented false positions that, if followed without cross-checking, would route an aircraft toward terrain or controlled airspace it has not actually approached. The Federal Aviation Administration issued a safety alert for operators, specifically addressing GPS anomalies in foreign airspace. The alert noted a category of spoofing that has become almost its own phenomenon, airport displacement spoofing. This is where the false GPS position the spoofer transmits places an aircraft at a specific nearby airport rather than at its actual location. When multiple aircraft in the same region are simultaneously displaced to the same false location, the traffic display shows a convergence of tracks at an airport that has no traffic. It is obviously wrong once you understand what you're seeing, but recognizing that in real time under workload is a different matter. The airspace around the Black Sea and parts of Eastern Europe has been severely affected since the conflict in Ukraine intensified. Eurocontrol tracks GPS interference incidents across the continent and publishes the data. In 2022, they recorded approximately 3,000 reportable GPS interference events in European airspace. In 2023, that number climbed higher. The incidents cluster around areas of active military electronic warfare operations. That geographic correlation is not coincidental. The reports from crews operating in those regions are striking. Flight crews have described their flight management systems placing their aircraft at Istanbul Airport while cruising at altitude over Romania. Navigation displays have shown positions that are obviously impossible given the flight plan and elapsed time. In a documented category of event, multiple aircraft in the same region received the same false GPS position simultaneously, causing their ADS-B broadcasts to converge on a single phantom location on the controller's display. There were no actual collisions. The aircraft were fine, but the controller working that sector had to sort through the confusion in real time, cross-referencing radar with ADS-B, deciding which picture to trust, while managing actual traffic. The Middle East has its own longer history of GPS interference tied to military operations in the region around Iraq and Iran. Commercial operators routing through that airspace now include GPS anomaly briefings as a standard element of crew pre-departure procedures. The anomalies are expected. The question is how well prepared the crew is to recognize and respond to them. There is a second category of ADS-B integrity problem that does not require military-grade electronic warfare hardware at all. This is the phantom injection problem, and it has been known in the research community for more than a decade. ADS-B is an open broadcast standard on a published frequency with a publicly available message format. The specification document is freely downloadable. Researchers have demonstrated repeatedly that with a software-defined radio which costs about $25 and open-source software that is freely available online, you can transmit arbitrary ADS-B messages, assign any ICAO 24-bit address, any call sign, any position, any altitude, transmit it, and every ADS-B receiver in range will display a traffic contact that does not exist. Ground stations will log it as if it were real. Security researchers at the German Aerospace Center published detailed analyses of this vulnerability more than a decade ago. Johns Hopkins published independent findings. The aviation industry has been aware of it throughout the period when the ADS-B mandate was being developed and implemented. The practical threat in domestic United States airspace is currently assessed as manageable. Sustaining a phantom aircraft campaign against a busy terminal area would require coordination and would attract attention. But the equipment cost continues to fall, and managed threat is not the same as addressed threat. So, what is being done about this? The most architecturally sound long-term fix is ADS-B authentication. The concept is to add a cryptographic signature to every ADS-B broadcast, derived from the aircraft's ICAO address and a private key registered with a trusted authority. Ground stations and receiving avionics verify the signature. A forged message or a spoofed position from an unauthorized transmitter fails the cryptographic check and gets flagged. The implementation challenges are real. New transponder hardware for much of the fleet. A key management infrastructure that does not exist yet. Regulatory frameworks to govern certificate issuance and revocation. And cost that falls hardest on general aviation owners, many of whom are still paying off their ADS-B out installations from the 2020 mandate. On the GPS receiver side, there is genuine technical progress happening. The European Galileo satellite navigation system has been developing a feature called Open Service Navigation Message Authentication, which the research community abbreviates OSNMA and pronounces as a word. OSNMA adds a cryptographic layer directly to the Galileo civil signal. A receiver that supports OSNMA can verify that the navigation signals it is receiving actually came from Galileo satellites and have not been counterfeited by a ground-based transmitter. Galileo OSNMA entered its initial operational phase in 2023. The technology is real and it works. The problem is the familiar one. It requires hardware capable of processing authenticated signals, and very little of the current aviation fleet carries OSNMA-capable receivers. Certifying any new feature into type-approved avionics takes years of qualification work and regulatory review. Multi-constellation cross-checking offers a nearer-term partial solution. A receiver simultaneously tracking GPS, GLONASS, Galileo, and the Chinese Beidou system can compare position solutions across all four. Deceiving such a receiver requires simultaneously generating convincing counterfeit signals across four separate frequency bands representing four separate satellite geometries. The difficulty does not scale linearly. It becomes a substantially harder problem than spoofing GPS alone. Advanced receiver autonomous integrity monitoring algorithms, which the industry refers to by the acronym RAIME, are also being developed specifically for spoofing detection. These algorithms look for statistical signatures in received signals that indicate a ground-based transmitter rather than an orbital one, subtle inconsistencies in signal timing, geometry, and Doppler shift that a spoofer cannot fully replicate. The research is active and the results are promising. Here's what all of this means for you right now, depending on where you fly. In domestic United States airspace on a typical day, your practical risk remains low. The infrastructure and coordination required to mount a meaningful spoofing attack against civil aviation in the contiguous lower 48 does not simply appear overnight. In regions with documented anomaly activity, the calculus is different. The Eastern Mediterranean, Black Sea adjacent airspace, the Middle East corridor from the Persian Gulf northward. If you're operating there, GPS position deserves calibrated skepticism. The symptoms to know: a GPS position that jumps instantaneously without a system warning. A ground speed that does not reconcile with your airspeed and your wind data. A moving map that places you somewhere inconsistent with your last known DME fix or what you can see out the window. A flight management system suggesting a position that simply does not make sense. Cross-checking is the defense that exists right now today in any airplane. VOR and DME are ground-based and independent of GPS. They do not care what any GPS receiver thinks. ILS localizer and glide slope signals are independent. Inertial reference systems accumulate drift over time, but they will not jump instantaneously to a false position the way a spoof GPS will. If your flight management system and your VOR DME picture disagree significantly, you know which one to question. The broader engineering story here is one that deserves more open discussion in the aviation community. ADS-B replaced primary radar as the dominant surveillance tool across a large fraction of United States airspace because it offers superior accuracy, greater precision, and scales better with increasing traffic density. All of that is true, but it is derived accuracy. It is only as good as the GPS underneath it. And radar, the technology ADS-B was built to supplement and eventually succeed, is a completely independent sensing technology. A radar return exists regardless of what any GPS receiver reports. The FAA recognized this during the next-gen transition and deliberately maintained radar as an operational cross-check layer, rather than switching it off as ADS-B came online. The tension in the years ahead will be between the genuine efficiency gains of leaning further into ADS-B as the primary surveillance picture and the integrity risks of depending on a GPS-derived system in environments where GPS itself is actively contested. The solutions are technically achievable. Galileo authentication, ADS-B message signing, multi-constellation cross-checking, advanced integrity monitoring, none of these require physics that does not exist. The question is whether implementation moves quickly enough and deliberately enough before an incident in high-density airspace makes the timeline non-negotiable. The data tells an interesting story about how these things usually get resolved. My sources on this include Eurocontrol's GPS interference tracking reports, the FAA's safety alert for operators on GPS anomalies in foreign airspace, published research from the German Aerospace Center's Avionics Security Group, and ICAO Navigation Systems panel working papers on authentication architecture. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Vector. Fly the airplane, trust your cross-checks, and know exactly which layer of the system you're betting your position on.